What in the hell is Facebook Libra?
Have you ever felt?
Are you listening? Yeah.
Welcome to the People in Tech Podcast, your resource for all things happening in tech. Join the conversation with your host, Caleb King.
What's up, Day One listeners? Welcome back to the show. And I know some of you heard that quick trailer and you're already triggered. You're thinking to yourself, Caleb, Facebook Libra. Facebook helped start Libra, but they don't own Libra. Libra is its own entity, and it's a combination of other organizations buying into the Libra initiative, the Libra project. And look, we're going to dive into all that in this episode. But what I realize as a tech person, as a tech consultant slash expert, a lot of you, including myself for the longest time, I didn't know what Libra was. I didn't know what Facebook involvement was, and a lot of people have been paying more attention to it because Zuckerberg was recently on Capitol Hill getting scrutinized and asked 100 billion questions that was hard for him to answer. And both sides are always going to have their points, but ultimately, I wanted to make an episode to do a Facebook Libra one-on-one breakdown. So if you're interested in cryptocurrency, you're interested in what Libra is, or you're interested in what Facebook involvement is, this is your episode. Going to be fun. Let's get into it.
Listen, drop the drop.
You're listening to the best technology show out there. Send us your questions on Twitter at people_in_tech. Use the hashtag. Join the conversation.
Get at me if you want more.
Hey, people in tech. This is Mark Zuckerberg and you are listening to the best tech breakdown of Libra by my friend Caleb King. Hope you enjoy it.
Yo, DJ Side Hustle and Mark Zuckerberg both in the building. I appreciate both of y'all. Thank you for the kind words, Mark. All right, Day One listeners, let's just jump right into it. We're talking about what is Libra. So let's go back in time. June 2019 is when Facebook announced they were making their own cryptocurrency, global cryptocurrency called Libra. So you might be sitting here asking, what is Libra? Well, Libra is not a usual currency. It's a cryptocurrency. So that will allow Facebook and WhatsApp users to purchase physical and digital goods in addition to sending funds with nearly zero fees. The Libra project has attracted powerful partners from Uber to Visa and could very well disrupt the modern economy from financial industry to the 2.7 billion users Facebook products have. But how does the Facebook cryptocurrency work? How does the Facebook currency work? What impact will it have on the economy, the cryptocurrency industry? Should you buy it as an investment or should you use it only as a way to transfer value and make payments? So, I'm going to break all that up. So, let's just start with the very first segment. And I'm going to call the first segment, first chapter, What is Libra for Dummies? Sorry, Day One listeners, but I just want to keep it simple for you guys and make sure you leave this episode understanding more than what you did coming into it. So, the first thing I want to talk about is the word Libra. Libra comes from a French word, libre, which means free. Libra is also an astrological sign which happened to represent justice and an ancient Roman unit of weight. So Facebook wants to represent freedom, justice, and a unit of weight. However, in reality, the Facebook currency is none of those things. So you might be asking, what is Libra? Libra is a digital currency like Bitcoin. This means it does not and will not exist in physical form. So Day One listeners, do not worry. You're not going to have any face bucks, face ducats, face coins, or any currency with Mark Zuckerberg's face plastered on it. Even though I know some people on Photoshop and on the internet have already done so. So the one thing we do know is Libra will function as a currency. And indeed, the Libra currency will be. And let's just break these things down into five categories. Divisible, portable, fungible, accepted, stable. Divisible mean, you know, fiat money, cash, US dollar, is normally divisible by up to two decimal places. So just think of it Like, if I wrote down, you owe me a dollar, you would write 1.00. Libra has not announced how divisible it will be. However, if it's anything like Bitcoin, it may have up to 8 decimal places. So imagine, like Bitcoin right now, it's like 1.00000000 BTC. So Libra might be something similar. Libra is also portable. Fiat money can be easily carried in a wallet. Libra will live on your phone, live in the digital space. Now, fungible. Fiat money is all alike. One $100 bill looks and functions like any other $100 bill. So Libra coins will all be the same in that regard. Number four, like I said, accepted. Fiat money is accepted in a country you live in. So if you live in the United States, you live in France, you live in China, wherever you live, whatever that currency is, it's accepted. So me being in America, the US dollar, if I have a $5 bill, it's accepted anywhere in the country. Now, we'll see where the Facebook cryptocurrency is accepted. But with Facebook's global reach, it's most likely to be used worldwide. And lastly, Libra could be stable. Fiat money needs to be stable. The US dollar, the British pound, the euro, they're all stable. They all are backed by large and powerful governments. The Libra currency, on the other hand, would not be backed by any governments. Rather, it would be backed by a diversified portfolio. And I'm going to go into detail about that later. So that's pretty much it. Thanks for listening. No, I'm kidding, guys. We got a lot more to cover. But ultimately, Facebook is a cryptocurrency. Well, kinda. I'm going to dive into it more. So you might be sitting here listening to my beautiful voice and asking yourself, all right, Caleb, well, if it's a cryptocurrency, there's thousands of cryptocurrency. Actually, if you go to CoinMarketCap, the biggest cryptocurrency data aggregator, it shows an inescapable fact. More than 1,600 cryptocurrencies exist. Some people even say 5,000 cryptocurrencies have been created and destroyed over these past several years. So why do we need another cryptocurrency? What makes Libra's currency so special that it motivates Facebook to pour millions of dollars and thousands of man hours into developing and deploying it? Very good question. Well, the Libra currency might be very useful, and I want to go into some of these useful use cases with you guys. Rapid fire mode! All right, I'm just going to keep this simple because there are so many articles out there, but number one, Libra as a super stable coin. Ultimately meaning one Libra is one Libra. And one issue people have with Bitcoin is one day is $300, 1 year is $3,000, 2017 December time is $20,000, 2019 December time it might be around $8,000-$9,000. Extremely volatile. Well, since Libra is backed by an association, which we're going to talk about later, it's considered a super stable coin. Another benefit of Libra, cross-border payments. Now, you might be sitting here thinking to yourself, yeah, I use things like Venmo to send money, Caleb. But how do you Venmo somebody who lives in China or Africa or Japan or India or anywhere else that's not America, day one listener? How do you do it? Tell me. Exactly. Because you most likely don't. But The Economist reported that sending money across the world is a half a trillion, trillion with a T, dollar industry. And one of the main issues with this industry is damn expensive. I mean, think of it. Let's just do simple math real quick. If I want to send you, let's say you get married in Africa and I just want to send you $200 for being an awesome person or a great friend. Well, sending $200 is probably going to get hit with a 7.2% fee or as much as a 9.1% fee if it's going to somewhere like the Sahara Desert in Africa. But let's just ignore exchange rates for now. Still, I'll do the math for you. If I send you $200, I'm getting hit with $14.40 in fees alone. Might not be a lot, but do the math. You send $1 million. You send $1 billion. You send a lot of money over. Fees are gonna fuck you up. Which is why Libra looks and views itself as a solution for cross-border payments. Now, you might not care about cross-border payments. Caleb, I use Venmo. I used Venmo this week. Me and my buddy Adam went to go see Terminator, which I thought was pretty good. Forget the haters and the critics. I thought it was a good movie. But people use Venmo all the time. And Venmo, services like Venmo, they allow you to transfer money between your friends, family, business partners within your country. Now, this can be disrupted by Libra quite easily. Think about it. Facebook, 2.7 billion active users. WhatsApp, 1.5 billion active daily users. Imagine if all these people who are connected worldwide were given a global currency. Star Wars is coming out in 2019. Let me paint a picture for you. If you've ever noticed in Star Wars, or if you're watching the new show, The Mandalorian, you'll see that they always seem to have coins or currency. This is worldwide. This is a galaxy. And it always seems like currency is never a thing. I remember playing some of the old video games, and they wouldn't call English English. They would call it Galactic Basic. Or do you have galactic currency? And really all Star Wars are trying to say is, we don't want to deal with currency exchanges, or this is a currency. Oh, I pay you in coin, you pay me in silver, and I pay you in Bitcoin, you pay me in US dollars. Well, I got yen, so what does that convert to? Libra, this one global currency that we can all use. So whether you are giving your friend money for a trip to dinner or a restaurant, pay the mechanic to fix your car, ultimately global currency means anybody can use it with less frustration in your head. Number four, Libra for businesses. There's no companies or firms who are confirmed accepting Facebook currency. However, it is the future. Let's be real. If you think about it, companies like PayPal, Spotify, Uber, Lyft, well, some of these are global companies, which means they have to handle payments across multiple currencies. And my wife is an accountant. It is a pain to deal with multiple currencies in multiple countries. So Libra, if it's one currency, that makes life a lot easier for these businesses to not only track and manage your money, but to not have to get hit with multiple fees in different countries and different rules and regulations. So those are just a few benefits of the Libra technology, the Libra coin. It's used for people like you and me. It's also used for businesses and organizations, which is why Zuckerberg really believes in it. It's solving a global problem.
Wait a minute, Caleb. Is Zuckerberg trying to take over the world? He already has Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram under his belt. If he launches a global cryptocurrency, won't that give Facebook too much power?
Wow, great question, Sharon. It's as if somebody told you to ask that. I wonder who. Well, the question is, who's behind Libra, right? And throughout this episode, you might hear me say, of course, Facebook. Easy, right? And yes, Facebook owns WhatsApp, Instagram, and Libra could be applied to them. But like we said before, 2.7 billion on Facebook, 1.5 million on WhatsApp. And these are active daily users. We're not talking total users. So the numbers could be even larger depending on what people... Because some people don't use social media. Some people hate Facebook because of the political rants people go on. Some people don't use WhatsApp because all their friends are in their current country. But with something like Libra, the engagement can grow. Now, who is behind Libra? Well, Facebook established what's known as the Libra Association. And association is to oversee the currency, and it's founded by 28 members in Geneva, Switzerland. Now, this list has changed, which is why Facebook Libra has been in the news as of late. But the association initially was composed of payment providers such as MasterCard, PayPal, Stripe, Visa, technology and marketplace companies, eBay, Lyft, Spotify, Uber, telecommunication giants like Vodafone, blockchain-based businesses like Anchorage and Coinbase, and nonprofit and academic institutions like Women's World Banking, Mercy Corps, Kiva, and the list goes on and on. Now, what's the benefits of these members to the Libra Association? Well, they vary depending on your organization, but I think a lot of people see the potential in trying to solve this global problem. Now, will these investors have any say how Libra works? Possibly. Will they have any access to user data? Maybe. But either way, having an association and having established companies like some of the ones I listed, part of this association, help build trust. And the reality is, not a lot of people trust Facebook, and Zuckerberg doesn't have the most trusting face. If you look at some of the images you see on Google, he kind of looks like Spock. I'm not gonna lie, he's a genius, but he has no emotions in his face, which makes people feel like they can't trust Zuckerberg and they can't trust Facebook because of things like Cambridge Analytica. So having something like the Libra organization helps build that trust. So you might be hearing organization or association, and you're thinking to yourself, well, is Libra a cryptocurrency like Bitcoin? And if you compare the two, if you compare Libra currency to the US dollar and euro and yen, then yes, it's 100% cryptocurrency. There's no central bank. It's built by blockchain technology, and Libra coins can be mined. All things that are cryptocurrency related. However, Libra isn't like Bitcoin. Facebook cryptocurrency, as opposed to Bitcoin, is permission-based, meaning it requires trust. So quick Caleb King rant, but Bitcoin and this whole initiative is, I don't trust anybody. Satoshi Nakamoto's white paper in 2008, which pretty much trying to state, look, I'm trying to build a cryptocurrency, a currency that doesn't require government regulation, government intervention, and any banks to monitor and regulate this money. As long as there is a consensus on making a transaction, then that's all you need for Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies of similar to Bitcoin. Facebook Libra, and this is what I think personally Zuckerberg saw with Libra solving a global issue. Bitcoin is supposed to be the cryptocurrency where all of us are supposed to use in the future, where I can send you money, don't have to worry about Uncle Sam taking out fees or Uncle Sam in other countries taking fees. Well, the reality is Bitcoin is very, very volatile, because when it first came out, it was like worth nothing, and then it got up to $300, and then it crashed, and then it went up to $3,000, and then it crashed, and then it got up to $20,000, and now it's around $9,000 of this recording. Most of you don't know how to use Bitcoin. Most of you don't know where you can use Bitcoin to buy things. And because it's so volatile, most of you are holding on to Bitcoin, hashtag HODL life, and hoping it's going to go from $9,000 to $100,000. And then you're going to use that money and convert it to fiat. So you're really treating Bitcoin more like a stock slash asset than an actual currency. So I don't want to go into the details about how Libra works. There's so many articles, and I just kind of want to answer some one-on-one questions for my day one listeners. But is Libra decentralized? Short answer, no. Long answer, maybe. And I'm just going to leave it at that, because the reality is there's a central Libra organization, and there's only a handful of trusted miners, and the founding investors all have a stake and say. Those are all things that are not quote-unquote decentralized, right? Blockchain technology exists to create decentralized money, money that derives its status and value from a combination of computer algorithms that limit and allocate the money, and two, reasonably widespread social acceptance that this sort of thing can be money. So in a sense, Facebook currency would be decentralized if it would find widespread social acceptance in the 2.5 billion users which Facebook and WhatsApp hold. But what should boil down to is a simple fact that if one government, like the US government, or a combination of governments, US, EU, etc., were to ban Facebook currency, then they could. You can't do that with Bitcoin. So that, to answer the question, is it decentralized? I'm going to say more so no. Is Libra private? That's another question some of you asked. Bitcoin has this whole idea of, like, you don't know who I am. And that's why people on like the dark web and Mariana's web use Bitcoin to, you know, hack hospitals and do things like the WannaCry ransomware attack and breaching the target and, you know, all these hack and data breaches and all these big companies. A lot of these hackers are going to be like, pay me in Bitcoin. And the reason they do that is because you can't track it back to them. There's no names, there's nothing associated to your Bitcoin account, just their like ID, and ultimately that's all you need. So the question is, is Libra private? The answer is no. And if you think about it, is Facebook private? Is WhatsApp private? No. And going back to the Libra Association, it's going to comply with all Know Your Customer anti-money laundering laws in each country operates in. So you're only be able to buy, use, and sell Libra if you identify yourself and identify yourself fully and legally. Another, what else do I want to talk about? Come, one-on-one, let's see here. Oh, why did Facebook launch Libra cryptocurrency? Well, Facebook's been around for about 15 years. There's kids who have been born today and they've only known Facebook. They've never lived in a world without Facebook. And Zuckerberg is an innovator and visionary. As much as you like him, as much as you hate him, the reality is he saw a problem and he wanted to connect the world. Boom, Facebook. He wanted to buy Snapchat. They were idiots. So he created Instagram and Instagram stories, and that's taken over the world, right? And he is now getting rid of likes, and that's changing the way the world is acting, right? Ultimately, the way I look at it, he's an idealist. He's a person where he's like, I see a problem. And as Americans, well, first of all, shout out to all my listeners worldwide, especially France. Anybody in France, if you're listening, send me a message, because you guys show me great love and support. And I'm really, really shocked to even see in my stats that a lot of people from France are listening to the podcast. So thank you so much. But I'm going to get a little political here, so no one take anything personal. Zuckerberg was on Capitol Hill. When he was on Capitol Hill, what made it so interesting was I felt like there's this internal conflict in America. One, Zuckerberg looks like Spock from Star Trek, which has a face that isn't really trusting. He's very plain and monotone in his responses. However, he also has a history of creating things, solving problems, but then those things that he creates other problems. So while he's on Capitol Hill, a lot of the questions they were throwing his way were, you know, you haven't really shown us trust. And, you know, Cambridge Analytica, like, did you know about that? How were you on that? Like, why didn't you know? And what, like, pretty much trying to, like, pinpoint things that, like, are his fault. Now, I'm not saying he's perfect, but he did bring up one point that I just want to share with my listeners. You know, for all the things that the government and the senators and the regulators were asking him, he ultimately came back and was like, look, there's a lot of risk with doing something like Libra. There's a lot of risk of creating a global cryptocurrency. However, as Americans, we always think we're number one. And sometimes we think we're number one, even when we're not. And part of the reason we're number one in a lot of different areas is because we take on risk. The whole capitalist mentality is, you know, the bigger the risk, the higher the reward. Well, the fact is, Facebook has had some blunders. And I think you have a lot of people who are in charge or in the government positions who have some say and are looking at Libra like, this is horrible, this is so bad. And Zuckerberg pointed out one thing. He's like, if we don't do this, somebody else will. And that's when it's going to be really bad. Because at least then, if America does it, then it's like, okay, well, at least it's like in our home court, ball's in our court, we have the advantage. But China's already working on their own. And if they're not having the same internal conflict as we are with Zuckerberg and Libra and things of that nature, then who to say 5 years from now we have to now use China's global cryptocurrency? That now we are using another country, or maybe France comes up with it. I don't know. I'm just saying the reality is you want to be innovative. With innovation and risk, it's a very complex project. So going back to what I was saying earlier, it's this is something that's going to disrupt national currencies. This is something that's going to change the way, you know, people communicate, people handle businesses. And you might be asking, well, if all this is happening, Caleb, how much is Facebook Libra worth? And the reality is, it's still too new. There's no fast figures. There's no information about it. Those details haven't been worked out yet. But there was a cool article I read on TechCrunch, which points out each time someone cashes in a dollar or the respective local currency, that money goes into the Libra reserve, and an equivalent value of Libra is minted and doled out to that person. This shows that one Libra equals one Libra. However, it's anyone's guess as how many US dollars that would be, or euro, the British pound sterling. It's only trying to say, going back to what I said earlier, trying to be a stable coin. And if you want to know where you can find Facebook Libra, go to peopleintech.us and click on, but you might be eager beaver, right? You might want to know, Caleb, I want to get on this Facebook Libra thing. Like, I believe in Libra, I believe in Facebook, I believe in Zuckerberg, blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm sorry, day one listener, you can't get it right now. They've only recently announced the creation of Libra coin, but Facebook still needs to build this out, and they're running into some problems, and Zuckerberg has to deal with the government, and they have rules and concerns and regulations, and they're concerned that Facebook is trying to take over the world, and, you know, they don't want to have Facebook take over the world. The government is trying to do what they think is right. And I just want to end on this note. When Facebook announced Libra, the government got so triggered. It was like, you know, when you're back in school and there's always that one kid who caused trouble, boy or girl, but they were just a troublemaker. And sometimes you could just see it happening, and then the teachers could see it happening. And the second they do something, they jump right on it. So I'm going to do this is my poor political impersonation. Pretty much, I think, because a lot of them are very old individuals who don't know anything about tech and don't know how to open their own iPhone. But, you know, Democratic Republican Maxine Waters, chair of the House Financial Services Committee, said, "Given the company's troubled past, I am requesting that Facebook agree to a moratorium on any movement forward on developing a cryptocurrency until Congress and regulators have the opportunity to examine these issues and take action." Your boy Donald Trump, the most tech-savvy president of all time, said Facebook Libra's virtual currency will have little standing or dependability. If Facebook and other companies want to become a bank, they must seek a new banking charter and become subject to all banking regulations, just like other banks, both national and international. And not to go on a rant, but this is my issue with a lot of people who are in these political positions. I'm not necessarily taking a shot at Trump. I don't care about that necessarily, but, you know, we live in, I like to say, the TikTok age. People are on their phones, millennials and Gen Z. Like, I noticed, like, the baby boomers, they care about their data. I don't want my data out there. I don't want you to know about me. I don't care. You shouldn't know my information. Now, things like social security number and credit card and financial information, yes. No one should know that. But, like, who you are, where you live, what's your number, the reality is, like, that information is out there. You talk to my mom thinks it's, like, the weirdest thing in the world to have your picture on the internet. Be like, I don't want them to look at me. And I always ask her, like, what are you afraid of? What is it that you're hiding? And she's like, I'm not hiding anything, but I don't want my information out there. Meanwhile, people are on TikTok who are 14, 15, literally telling you where they live, what they are doing, how old they are, when they lost their virginity. Like, the information, like, it's a totally different mentality than what I'm trying to highlight. So Zuckerberg being in front of Capitol Hill, you kind of got a sense of, like, you know, generational gaps, what people value. Like, the one thing that threw me off was this one lady, and say I'm African-American myself, so I mean, you would think I'm in support of this woman, but this lady came at Zuckerberg and pretty much was like, did you know Facebook supports racist posts? And you could tell Zuckerberg was like, wait, what? What do you mean? And it was like, you know, there's, and she threw out some stat, and she was like, Facebook needs to do more for black people. And I was kind of sitting there like, man, I do things for my podcast, and of course it's supposed to be for everybody who's a tech enthusiast, but it just kind of, I kind of sat there and I'm like, man, if I was in Zuckerberg's position, yes, I want to do more for the African-American community, but I'm hoping, this is me being positive intent, day one listeners, but I'm hoping there's no algorithm in there that are racist towards black people. They might not be aware that they're doing something that's affecting black people, and that's what's making black people upset. But really what I'm trying to say is there was a lady literally trying to blame Facebook for some racist stuff, and I was like, you know, people have control over what they post. This is America. It's freedom of speech. So people posting racist posts, like, at what point do you say, Facebook, say something? Now, of course, there's always rules, regulations, and things are within reason. I don't want to go on a tangent about that. But all I'm trying to highlight is, you know, Zuckerberg, he has to answer these questions. Some of them are not easy to answer. I don't have the answers to them myself. Like, I'm watching him, like, eating popcorn, like, this is good. Like, what? Yeah, how you gonna help black people, Zuckerberg? Dang, I didn't know it was racist on your platform. I mean, what are you doing about it? And you can tell he's like, I didn't know it was racist either. Like, crap. So, all I'm really trying to say is, my biggest concern with the Libra project is right now it's getting a lot of bad press. One, because the government looked at Zuckerberg and Facebook trying to take over the world. Two, you have a lot of people asking the wrong questions. You have a lot of people going at Zuckerberg and all the blunders Facebook has made, things like Cambridge Analytica and, you know, losing sensitive data, and not asking the questions like, okay, but what are competition doing? You know, when you're in America, like, if you look at insurance companies are like, okay, well, all states doing this, well, what should State Farm do next, right? Well, I think the same question should be applied, like, oh, we're America, we're trying to do this Libra thing, he's trying to do it the right way, he's trying to run it by Congress and the government, and it's like, oh, we don't want you to do this, we don't believe in you, you know, you're a bad person. And it's like, meanwhile, China's like, oh, dude, we're already, like, in phase one. We're already working on our beta release. And you're like, crap. So, in my opinion, they're asking the wrong questions. So, another reason you might have heard Libra being in the news is because some of these big companies have stepped away from the Libra Association. So, they asked Zuckerberg. And it's a hard question to answer. Why are people stepping away from Libra? And he straight up responded. You have to ask them. Well, why do you think they're stepping away, Zuckerberg? It's a complex project. And, you know, a lot of people don't believe it's going to work. A lot of people think there's going to be too many rules, policies, and regulations, and people in power who want to keep their power, and they look at something like Libra trying to take away their power. It's going to be a very interesting 2020 roadmap for Facebook, because they got Spark AR, VR, you know, Instagram, they took away likes from Instagram, and now they're talking about releasing a early version of Libra in 2020. So I'm very curious to see how it goes, but I hope you enjoyed this episode. I wanted to give you guys at least a why Libra's in the news, what is Libra, what's Facebook involvement, why is it gaining so much bad traction, and really, to sum everything up, it's kind of like a cryptocurrency, but has some regulation behind it. Zuckerberg's been on Capitol Hill to answer some questions that the government's concerned about, and they still have major concerns. People like Donald Trump and other people of high power don't believe it's going to work because they're thinking of it like a bank, and Zuckerberg and tech people are like, it's not a bank. It's a cryptocurrency. So it's just that information asymmetry where some person understands something and the other person doesn't, and they're trying to make these things work together. That's kind of bumping heads right now. And lastly, it's Facebook, which, whether you like them or hate them, They're always in the news. And the reality is, they do connect the world on a scale we've never seen before. And they have now created problems that 20 years ago, we didn't have. And now, like I said, somebody's asking him, like, yeah, man, you're causing racism. Like, what you gonna do about it? And I know Zuckerberg sat there like, what? I didn't even know, but I guess I gotta get on that too. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I'm gonna do more episodes like this in the future. Make sure to comment, subscribe, leave a review. And if you got questions or you feel like we missed something, let us know. You guys know where to find me. But for now, I'm out. Peace.
Thanks for joining us on the People in Tech podcast. For resources mentioned in this episode, visit us at peopleintech.us and join our mailing list for more content. Later.